sable and white. Sigil. Ermine. Words. Wisdom over wealth. College of Literature. Master, Master Goss. Colors, emerald and gold. Sigil, dragon. Words, ink is the blood of kings. College of Music. Master, Master Trimble. Colors, violet and silver. Sigil, swan. Words, every voice will echo. The Seven Sleepers of Flea. Anurin the Bard. Percival Ab Owain. Tristram Marley. Gellert Bedwin Laws. Robin Crother. Lawrence Arder, Lord of Landeval. Emrys Merthyn. 1. How strange it is to live so long in the company of shadows that, without them, one feels bereft and needful of the dark. From the Diaries of Anharad Mirathan, 201 AD. University students take aim at Mirathan's legacy. Two undergraduate students from the University of Lear have produced documents that, they claim, prove the authorship of Emrys Mirathan's beloved novel Anharad has been an elaborate, decades-long fabrication. The students allege that Anharad was really penned by Anharad Mirathan, née Blackmar, the late Mirathan's wife, and that Mirathan and others in his circle conspired to publish it under his name and pass it off as his own original work. Anharad is a highly acclaimed artifact of Lyrian literary heritage, and Mirathan's recent interment in the Sleeper Museum reflects the magnitude of the novel's cultural impact. Originally published in 191, Anharad tells the story of a young woman seduced and held prisoner by the fairy king, a beautiful but sinister sonic deity. The novel boasts what literature professor and Mirathan scholar Cedric Goss calls universal appeal, and is celebrated both critically and commercially. To bolster their claims about Anharad's authorship, the undergraduate students have proffered a diary and a collection of letters, both purported to belong to Anharad Mirathan, and which, they state, conclusively prove that Mirathan was not the novel's true author. Copies of the diary and these letters have been exclusively obtained by The Times, and are currently under review by our editorial team. They will be vetted by our board, and, if their authenticity can be guaranteed, The Times has been given permission to release the documents publicly.
"The significance of these materials cannot be overstated," said Goss, who leads the literature program at the University of Lea in Caer Isel. "For the better part of a century, Emrys Mirathan has been cloaked in a veil of secrecy and enigma. These letters not only provide insight into the circumstances surrounding Anharad's writing and publication, but into the life and character of the man himself. I must say, I am awash with anticipation. This is the most exciting moment in my scholarly career."
Thomas Wetherill, the barrister for Mirathan's estate, declined to comment on the investigation. Anharad Mirathan herself also refused contact. The Times reached out to her father, Colin Blackmar, author of The Dreams of a Sleeping King, and one of Emrys Mirathan's close associates. He stated that these documents are without a doubt forgeries, and that he would not hesitate to take legal action against the paper if they were published. Kittredge Marlowe, editor-in-chief of Greenbaugh Publishing, Mirathan's longtime publisher, echoed this sentiment.
"These claims are libelous and fraudulent," said Marlowe in an incensed phone call. "And these students are nothing but opportunistic rabble-rousers. One of them is a woman, for saints' sakes, and the other is an Argantean."
The Times can confirm that one of these students is a woman, the first to be admitted to the university's prestigious literature college, and the other is an Argantean national. As the 12-year-long war with Argont continues with no end in sight, Mirathan's posthumously granted status as national author is seen by many to be essential in maintaining the potency of Flea's army and the morale of its soldiers. In response to concerns about how these revelations might affect the war effort, Clear's Ministry of Defense released a short missive.
"We trust that our colleagues at the Ministry of Culture are investigating these claims with rigorous scrutiny. In order to carry out such an investigation, however, the ministry must be allowed to work discreetly and without interference and agitation from the public. When the truth behind these claims has been conclusively determined,